da da di da di da 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 di da da di da da di da da.
Welcome to another disaster known as the Sunday Morning Hangover. I am your host, the Reverend Mark Time, with you as always until noon on Sundays. We've got a two-part show today, as usual, side one of the show. Well, here's my problem. I was expecting somebody to come in and shadow me. Like, you know, we have training, we train DJs here at KWVA, and I was going to have them program my show, and it was going to be done by way of grab bag. And what I was going to do was have this shadow reach into a bag, pull out a CD, call out a number, and that was going to be the track I was going to play. Unfortunately, though, my shadow didn't show up today. So I had DJ Athens pull a bag, a track off of a CD pulled out of the bag, and that's what we're going to start with. If you want to get in on the action and program this show, you can call me at 346-0645 and give me a number between 1 and 20, and I will play that number. I don't know what it is, but it's going to be an interesting hour. Side 2 of the Hangover at 11 o'clock, the great Haley Loren, local jazz vocalist. She's incredible. Beauty and the Beast here on the Sunday Morning Hangover.
Nine. got a girl that I'm just simply wild about. Folks say I'm a lucky boy. Everywhere we go, people rave about this little bundle of joy. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. She smells like a rose from her head down to her toes. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. All the sailors give her a chase, 'cause they love her naval face. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. She's like my Nellie from her head down to her elbow. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. With old men she loves to neck. She necks the wrecks and gets a check. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. But she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. She was born in Hackensack. She made a fortune on her career. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. She's got freckles on her, but she is nice. And when she's in my arms, it's paradise. She drinks till she gets plastered. She gets drunker than my brother. She got freckles on her, but she is
nice. All right. That's a random track picked by me. And what I'm doing is I've got a bag of CDs here. Okay, they're all miscellaneous artist CDs. And I'm dipping in, pulling the first thing out, and calling out a number, and selecting the track. So I want to tell you what you just heard. You heard Larry Vincent and the Lookout Boys doing Freckles, and we started out with a track programmed by DJ Athens, the Tiki 2 doing Caravan. This is the Sunday Morning Hangover. I need your help. I need you to call me here at 3460-645 and program the first hour of my show. It's very simple. You'll call in 3460-645 and give me a number between 1 and 20. I'll pull a CD out of the bag and I'll play that track. Okay? This one is from Vicky. Track 6 on this CD I pulled out of the bag. And this one's dedicated to Dixie and Larry. This is Clarence Frogman Henry.
I found a home. Don't have to roam. I found a home. Don't have to roam. I ain't lonely no more like I was before. I am so happy. I found my mother. I'm so happy. I found my mother. Ain't that enough? Found my sister and brother. Oh, don't have to roam. I found a home, don't have to roam. I ain't lonely no more, like I was before. Oh, 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 oh.
Hold the young women, where are they going? Where are they going day after day? Carrying flowers, beautiful flowers, flowers for someone far, far away. All the young women silently walking, children beside them, happy at play. Mothers and children, where are you going? Where are you going this beautiful day? All the young women, where do they come from? Why does the line grow longer each day? Where are their husbands? Where are their fathers? Where are their brothers and lovers today? All the young women silently walking, children beside them, happy at play. Mothers and children, where are you going? Where are you going this beautiful day? All the young women, why are they crying? Why are they crying this beautiful day? They cry for their husbands, their fathers and brothers. They cry for the future they bury today. All the young women silently walking, children beside them, happy at play. Mothers and children, where are you going? Where are you going? Where are you going?
Where are you going?
Where are you
going? Where are you
going? In a little cottage up near Martha's Vineyard, one night a party was going on. A senator asked a girl named Mary Jo if he could drive her home. As they rolled along down near the seashore, the big old wheels, they sang a song. They sang a song of tragedy, a song of destiny, a song of eternity for the girl named Mary Jo. Somehow he missed a turn along the road's narrow edge, and the car ran off the Chappaquiddy Bridge. We all will remember the night they ran off of the bridge. They found Mary's body the next morning where she had drowned. Why did he wait all night to tell of his plight? Was he in a state of shock or emotionally wound up tight? They sang a song of tragedy, a song of destiny, a song of eternity for the girl named Mary Jo. Somehow he missed a turn along the road's narrow aid, and the car ran off the chapel pretty great. Had he been in Smokeville Room with advisors planning schemes so his career would not be split by this fateful wave? A lot of things went untold, but someday they could unfold about the night the car ran off the chapel pretty great. They sang a song of tragedy, a song of destiny, a song of eternity for the girl named Mary Jo. Somehow he missed a turn along the road's narrow edge, and the car ran off the chapel pretty great. Yes, the car ran off the chapel pretty great.
Yes, I love random radio shows, and that's what we're doing today. I appreciate the phone calls. You, the audience, are programming this show, the Sunday Morning Hangover. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Oh, hold on a second. So, they'll call back. I'm going to pull it off the hook until I finish talking here. So they will call back, so hang on. Yeah, we had a couple of nice tracks. A couple of people called in, and I'm sorry, Noodle Nick, I lost your CD. So I'm going to pick another number two for you in a few minutes. James, that last one was your track, track 11, Chappaquiddick Bridge, by a guy named Don Eddings. And, oh, Noodle Dick, your track was the Cufflinks track I played, if I could find it. And it was an anti-war song by the Cufflinks, All the Young Women, Waiting for the Men to Come Home. The Cufflinks, of course, that bubblegum band known for their big hit, Tracy. We started off with Clarence Frogman Henry, track 11, picked by Vicky. I Found a Home, follow-up to Ain't Got No Home. Listening to Ramsey Lewis, this is, of course, the Sunday Morning Hangover. And next track, if I could find what it is. Here's how this works, folks. You are programming my show. I've got a sack of CDs. They're all miscellaneous artists. And what I'm doing is I'm just reaching in and grabbing the first thing that I grab, and you pick a number. You call up 346-0645, give me a number between 1 and 20, and I will play that track. So this next one, called in by Tim, and it's the great Doris Day and Frankie Lane doing Sugar Bush.
Oh, we never not gonna go home. We won't go, we never not gonna go phone, 'cause Mother isn't home.
Oh, Sugar Bush, I love you so, I will never let you go.
So don't you let your mother know, Sugar Bush, I love you so.
Sugar Bush, what can I do? Mother's not so pleased with you. Promise me you will be true, and I'll come along with you.
Oh, we never not gonna go home. We won't go, we won't go. We never not gonna go phone, 'cause Mother isn't home.
Sugar Bush, come dance with me, and let the other fellas be. Just dance the polka merrily. Sugar Bush, come dance with me.
Oh, we never not gonna go home. We won't go, we won't go. Oh, we never not gonna go phone, 'cause Mother isn't home.
Oh, chocolate, you are so sweet. Yes, yes, you I'd like to eat. If I do, oh, what a treat. Chocolate, you are so sweet.
Oh, Sugar Bush, I love you so, and I will never let you go.
Now don't you let my mother know.
Sugar Bush, I love you so.
Sugar Bush, I love you so.
Ne préviens pas, ça arrive. Ça vient de loin. Ça s'est traîné de rive en rive, la gueule en coin. Et puis un matin au réveil, c'est presque rien, mais c'est là, ça vous ensommeille au creux des reins. Juste à la pointe du sein. C'est pas forcément la misère, c'est pas Valmy, c'est pas Verdun, mais c'est les larmes aux paupières, au jour qui meurt, au jour qui vient. Le mal de vivre, le mal de vivre. Qu'on soit de Rome ou d'Amérique, qu'on soit de Londres ou de Pékin, qu'on
soit d'Égypte ou bien d'Afrique ou de la porte Saint-Martin. On fait tous la même prière, on fait tous le même chemin, qu'il est long quand on doit le faire avec son mal au creux des reins. Ils ont beau vouloir nous comprendre, ceux qui nous viennent les mains nues, nous ne voulons plus les entendre, on ne peut pas, on n'en peut plus. Alors seuls dans le silence d'une nuit qui n'en finit plus, voilà que soudain on y pense à ceux qui n'en sont pas revenus. Du mal de vivre, leur mal de vivre, qu'ils devaient vivre, vaille que vivre, et sans prévenir, ça arrive, ça vient de loin, ça s'est promené de rive en rive. En coin. Et puis un matin au réveil, c'est presque rien, mais c'est là, ça vous émerveille au creux des reins. La joie de vivre, la joie de vivre, vient la vie.
Reverend Mark Time here on the Sunday Morning Hangover. And my shadow host showed up. Her name is Jane. Say hi, Jane.
Hi.
All right, get a little bit closer to that microphone, Jane.
Hi.
Yeah, there you go. All right, and I got to explain to her what we're up to over here, okay? Because what we're doing is I'm not allowing the audience to program the show anymore. Jane is going to program the rest of this hour, the Sunday Morning Hangover, till my guest comes in. So, Jane, reach in the bag. I know it's kind of creepy. But reach in, pull out a CD, give it to me, and give me a number between 1 and 20.
7.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this CD, put it in the CD player. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, you picked a real good one.
Which one?
It's a band called Cotton Jones, and what it is, it's a rare track featuring Whitney. Whitney's the keyboard player for Cotton Jones, so let's hear it. It's called Always Feeling Good. Thank you.
Guilty of. Tell me how I came to lose your love. Please answer me, sweetheart. You were mine yesterday. I believed that love was here to stay. Won't you tell me how I've gone astray? Please answer me, my love. If you're happier without me, I'll try not to care. But if you still think about me, please listen to my prayer. You must know I've been true. Won't you say that we can start anew? In my sorrow, now I turn to you. Please answer me, my love. happier without me. I'll try not to care. But if you still think about me, please listen to my prayer. You must know, I've been true. Won't you say that we can start anew? In my solitude, I turn to you. Please answer me, my love. Answer me, my love.
LP comes out in early summer. One or two people have phoned up to ask about it. I don't have a release date. I'm sure the record company doesn't either. From the Breeders, this is Fortunately Gone.
I wait for you.
Breeders in session, and that's called Fortunately Gone. I've lost the piece of paper. Hold on, let me see if I can find it here. Yeah, so I won't be able to tell you what the title of the...
All right, you're listening to music program by my lovely shadow host, Jane, here on the Sunday Morning Hangover. And what she's been doing is she's been pulling tracks out of, well, CDs out of a bag and calling out numbers. And you heard the Breeders... Fortunately Gone, that was off the John Peel BBC sessions. Anton LaVey, the guy that started the Church of Satan doing Honolulu Baby, and Cotton Jones, always feeling something or other. This is the Reverend Mark Tang. Hey, say hi to the audience, Jane.
Hi.
Hey, so what's the deal? You going to be on the air this year sometime?
Hmm? Hopefully. I have another shadow session and then a couple other things, and then my roommate and I should hopefully get a show.
Cool. And what are you a freshman, sophomore?
I'm a sophomore.
Yeah, sophomore is a tough year. It's like the year when you really have to get it together, you know?
It really is. It's really been difficult, but definitely hanging in there.
What are you taking up? What's your study?
Oh, man, I'm an English major, so I'm taking a bunch of English classes and an anthropology class.
All right. So you'll be working at Taco Bell when you get out.
Hopefully not.
I got my BA in religious studies. A lot of people don't know that. But I was going to teach religion. And because I thought there was a market for religion in the public schools when, you know, back in my day. And it went totally in the opposite direction.
Right. I went to a Catholic high school, actually. So yeah. I understand religion in schools, and the public schools are not for it.
No. No. They don't want anything to do with, like, Acorn, religion, the census, or Obama in the public schools, you know, or healthcare. Anyways, well, it's really been great having you program my show. You just picked another one for us, right?
I did.
Did you ever hear of a band called the Cowsills?
I haven't.
You might have heard of the Partridge Family.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, the Partridge Family was based on a real band called the Cowsills. They were a family band. And the Cowsills, actually, they did a song called The Rain, The Park, and Other Things. I saw him standing in the rain. But this is a track called, this is a track that you picked, called Can't Measure the Cost of a Woman Lost. Here we go.
The silken skies that so remind and mesmerize and finally bind me. The downy softness of herself forever lingering behind me.
Never ever has there been, nor will it ever be again. I want someone to give you love, tenderness, and be a friend, hanging on to the bitter end. Now you can't measure the cost of a woman lost. You can't measure the cost of a woman lost. But it's a heavy loss indeed for those in need. I've tried to look inside myself to find the strength from which to draw from. Turning inside out and trying to see me from the view she saw from. But since she tried to go too deep, limitations brought her down. And though I'd like to be her mind, visitations abound. I gotta find the way she found. You can't measure the cost of a woman lost. Now you can't measure the cost of a woman lost. But it's a heavy loss to bear when she's not there, where she's no one who seems to know. The silken sky has swallowed her up, or so it seems. The morning mist that looks upon the meadow brings a touch of sorrow. Kissed us all alone and may or may not know tomorrow. Just an ordinary girl to the ordinary eye, and so much deeper glows the vein that the glittering the gold. You gotta touch and you gotta hold. Now you can't measure the cost of a woman lost. You can't measure the cost of a woman lost.
My husband and I would like to thank the Sex Pistols, John, Bert, George, and Frank, for bringing our name to the attention of many young people too numerous to mention. In this year of celebration, it's hard to understand that we like to appeal all over the land to lords, ladies, dukes, earls, little girls with kiss curls, lawyers, MPs, and doctors, yes, and even punk rockers. So you've kindly provided a way to get through and show all the kids we can do what you do.
Thank you.
message for all our supporters. Don't phone in to your stations or complain to reporters. The code word is dignity. Smile at the band. It's amazing what you can do with a wave of your hand. There's no need to lose cool. Though it's kind you objected, we'll still be around long after they've been rejected.
I just moved in my new house today. Moving was hard, but I got squared away. My bell started ringing and change ran loud. I knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still I made up in my mind to stay. Had one big eye and two big feet. I stood right still and I did the freeze. It did the stroll right up to me. Made a noise with his feet to sound like a drum. Said, you gonna be here when morning comes. Say yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. Be right here, I ain't gonna run. I bought this house, now I am boss. Ain't no Hanks gonna run me off. In my kitchen, my stove was a blazing hot. Coffee was a boiling in the pot. My grease had melted in my hand. I had a hunk of meat in my hand. From outer space, there sat a man on the hot stove with the pots and pans. Shout. He drank the hot coffee right from the spout. He ate the raw meat right from my hand. Drank the hot grease from the frying pan. I said to me, you better run. And don't be here when the morning comes. I'll be here when the morning comes. I'll be right here and I ain't gonna run. I bought this house now I am bought. Ain't no Hanks gonna run me off.
Yes, Reverend Mark Time in the Sunday Morning Hangover, sitting here with my friend Jane, who's helping me program the show today. Hi, Jane, say something.
Hi.
We've got a world famous singer coming in next, an award winning singer named Haley Loren, coming in around 11 o'clock. So I'm going to have to vamoose in a few seconds. But Jane has been pulling CDs out of a bag and calling out numbers, and I'm just playing them randomly. So you heard Sam the Sham the Pharaohs doing Haunted House, someone named Elizabeth doing God Save the Sex Pistols, and the Cow Sales Can't Measure the Cost of a Woman Lost. I want to thank you, Jane, for coming in, being my shadow host this hour.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm sure we'll bump into each other in the hallways here at an immense, mammoth KWVA studios soon.
Yeah, I'm sure we will, even though there's so many DJs here, it's a little overwhelming.
It really is. It's ridiculous. So, you picked track 16, and it's by a guy named Fess Parker. I think you'll like it. Hey, have a nice day, Jane.
Thank you. You too.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, green estate in the land of the free, raised in the woods so's he knew every tree, killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier, fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. While he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore. Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
He went off to Congress and served a spell, fixing up the government laws as well. He took over Washington, so I hear tell, and patched up a crack in the Liberty Bell.
Davy Crockett, seeing his duty clear. When he come home, his politicking done, why the Western March had just begun. So he packed his gear and his trusty gun, and lit out grinning to follow the sun.
Davy Crockett, leading a pioneer.
He heard of Houston and Austin and so
to the Texas plains he just had to go.
Their freedom was a-fighting another foe,
and they needed him at the Alamo.
Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Back to Rockport, Indiana.
No, you can't go back. I'll get the story on Old's Mobility. I've got to get a car. I've got to get a car to get a gal. Got to get a gal somehow. Now's the time. I'm in my prime. Got to get a gal right now.
Gotta get a gal.